Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. Brooklyn, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Brooklyn started the company back in January of 2008, and here's what Texas Financial Advisory does. They help you come up with a plan and a strategy for your retirement. Of course, they can help you in all things financial, but it's really based on trying to make sure, because you've had maybe a financial advisor help you get to retirement. Brooklyn's here to help make sure you get through retirement. And also, it's really kind of 10 years out from retirement is when you start making sure you're getting ready in the right path. Now, Brooklyn, that doesn't mean you can't help somebody when they go, hey, Brooklyn, I retired last Sunday. Is there any way you can help me now? I mean, you can. It's much easier if we have a little more time.
Yeah, definitely. And again, it's different for everybody. Some people do have this surprise early retirement in life where they had it in their mind they're going to retire, say, at 66, 67, 70. But the company had a different plan in mind, and therefore they got the pink slip, escort out, whatever you want to call it. And then there's other times there's been health issues with people that just it's too much stress and they need to retire. And we always emphasize health is wealth, and you don't need to be working for a paycheck if it's just going to be toxic to you. So the key here, though, whether you're retiring tomorrow or 5 years from now, is income. So you've worked all these years, you've saved. Now, how do you convert what you've saved into an income plan? So that's the first key. And maybe that income plan is shooting off, you know, $2,000 a month. Maybe it's shooting off $20,000 a month. Again, it's different for everybody, but income is the first and foremost thing that we want to look at.
So that's why today we're going to talk about the building blocks for retirement. So we're going to talk about income, as Brooklyn kind of jumped the gun. She's so excited about our topic today. She's already going. But we're going to talk about income. We're going to talk about your investment strategy. Does it change from your working years to your retirement years? What about healthcare, long-term care? What about taxes? What if taxes change before 2025? Which certainly could happen if presidents or Congress, you know, those kind of things, not really in our control. Even though we do get a vote, who knows what's going to happen in 2020. So there's a lot of things going on. So we're talking about the building blocks for that rock solid retirement. And Brooklyn, I think you can, you know, income certainly would be the foundation, right? You've got to have money coming in to replace those paychecks that are no longer coming in. It's kind of like building your own fiscal house, basically. You've got a foundation, you've got walls that you can shuffle around. The roof's got to be stable, but that's the part of the house that can suffer some problems when the winds howl or whatever happens. So you've got to start with a strong foundation, and that's kind of the building blocks to retirement, which starts with income.
Right. And again, there's different ways to create income plans, different tools. And I used to joke back when I first started this business, and you know, again, the way I think and put together plans is different than, say, the advisor you've been working with accumulation of putting money aside. Saving's the easy part. It's how do you take money out of the accounts and not worry about running out of money before you run out of life. That's the hard part. And that's where we specialize. And we can't be totally market dependent. I mean, it doesn't give much confidence for me to work up a plan and say, okay, all this will work out as long as the market yields 10% every single year. I mean, you're not going to have much confidence in that happening every single year, year after year. So again, the plans that we put together are different for our client, and the tools that we recommend may not be something that you've even thought about using while you're accumulating money. And I would get pushback sometimes from clients when we'd be utilizing different investment tools, different from what they did while they were working. And I would say, hey, when you go on that cruise, do you sit around the dinner table and say, well, thank God I bought AT&T stock because that's how I'm here on this cruise? No, nobody talks about what they actually invested in so they could have enough income to have the freedom to go on a 30-day cruise or around the world cruise or whatever it is that you go on, or a week-long Disney cruise. I don't care. The point being is the money coming in every month to pay the bills, to have the extra cash to go and do, that's what's crucial. That's, you know, there's not the silver bullet, like this automatic buy this investment vehicle and you will have income. It's a combination of investment vehicles that get you to the point where you have confidence in your income. That's deciding on how to draw Social Security, when to draw it, what's the best use of it. Do you have a pension? A pension's only a promise. So instead of taking the pension, should you take it as a lump sum? All of these things are questions that clients come to us about, and we help them navigate. There's not a black or white, yes or no, you know, exact answer for everybody. It's different based upon your circumstances. So as always, we've put together different reports and worksheets that you can request as you listen to our show today. So if you'd like our worksheet on income bridges, you can simply text the word income to 844-832-7469. That number is 844-TFA-SHOW, and that'll give you kind of a highlight of different income options. Of course, the best way to determine what income option fits you and your circumstance is to have a sit-down visit. There's no cost or obligation for that visit, and you can call us again at that number, 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW, or text the word visit to 844-832-7469.
Brooklyn, what is so different for today's retirees from how their parents or grandparents planned for retirement? And if you can, you can do that, but you could also maybe, what is different from when you started your company in the retirement world, January of 08 to now 2019?
Well, I think what's different, at least for the whole industry, is the fact that we cannot be 100% market dependent. And we all know and remember that the market takes the elevator down and the stairs up. And so to have a plan that's totally, you know, based upon getting a certain return, and you think that if you just put, you know, 40% into equities and 60% into bonds, and you just draw out a 4% each year, that is very archaic, and the odds of it working are very slim to none. And so I think that what we look at when we work with clients, again, is understanding how much safety that they require, how much liquidity, and how much growth. And that only comes after we've determined what they need to utilize and how much they need to utilize for income. So the steps we take is income, then investments. We're not here, we're not a transaction-based firm that we're here to sell you a widget or an XYZ CD. That's not it at all. Unless I know what I'm working for, how do I know what fits you? So that's the key part about being a fiduciary and a holistic, comprehensive firm. We're looking at it from all different angles.
So how do we, you know, because one of the big questions people have, Brooklyn, and we're talking about the income part of this right now, is will my money last as long as I do? And when you look at some of the different research, U.S. Census Bureau says, and this came out in February of 2018, so it might even be a little different now, but it can't be way different. The average length of retirement is 18 years right now, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. But we do know that if an average healthy couple at 65, the odds are that one of them might just hit the age of 95. So the average length of retirement right now is 18, which means it's not unusual for people to be retired for 25 years. That's the challenge. So how do you help them make sure their money will last? And there's no guarantees ever. I suppose, Brooklyn, if you were the ship's captain, you can't guarantee smooth sailing, but you do have the ability to alter course if a storm's coming, right?
Right. And that's a big part. First, we start with the plan, right? And then we tweak the plan as life changes, as products change. The investment world is just like any order, you know, any other consumer good. I mean, I remember back in the day, like my parents, everyone had that same flowery orange and green couch, right? And or you look at like awkward family moments, pictures and stuff, and everyone has that same couch. And they kept that couch for years. And again, furniture was very expensive back then. It's expensive now too, but there's more economical ways, and furniture styles change, and we've got easier ways of getting furniture because we have access online. And so you think about it, people tend to, back in the day, keep their furniture for like 30 years, and now they're changing it out, say, every 5 to 10 years. So that's just kind of an example how the industry has changed and become more efficient and less expensive. Well, the same thing happens in the investment world. I mean, in the 90s, the new thing was mutual funds, right? And now fast forward to here we are today in 2019. And yes, we still have mutual funds, but we know that they can be very expensive for clients, that they're not very proactive, they're not very tax efficient. And so there's pros and cons there. And because of those cons, a new form of investment came out of that. And those are the exchange traded funds. So things are constantly changing, not just on the Wall Street side, but on the insurance side as well. And so not that you need every hot new investment vehicle, but as life changes and new things come along, maybe we take from your existing TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap and replace some of the outdated parts with some new investment vehicles throughout your retirement. So again, that's part of the process that we work with our clients. It's not just a one and done, you know, just buy this and you're happy with it. It's a constant monitoring and changing as needed. So, you know, really what I want people to do is they're listening to our show today and they're contemplating that shift of going from working for your paycheck week after week to taking what you saved and creating your own paycheck. It's voluntary self-employment at that point. And just think about it. How much do you put into different investment vehicles in order to continue to pay for the mortgage, pay for car repairs, groceries, the electricity bill, healthcare? You know, what healthcare is a huge portion and a decision that has to be made whenever you go into retirement. Do you work until, say, Medicare kicks in? And even then, do you need a supplement? These are all questions that we get day in, day out, and we have the resources to help you make the right decision. But ultimately, it's what makes sense for you. But our firm here at Texas Financial Advisory operates as a guide, a liaison for you to decide what's the best fit for you and your family. So if you'd like to give us a call here at 844-832-7469, that's 844-TFA-SHOW. We'll set aside a little bit amount of time, whatever works for your schedule, whether it's over the phone or come in and meet with myself or one of my advisors here. And we'll start working on those answers to your questions. And maybe there's questions you didn't even know you needed to ask that we can help you figure out as well. And once we have a good understanding of your needs and your objectives, we're going to help you put together your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. And that really, it's a blueprint designed to take you to retirement and throughout all of the years of your retirement. The biggest thing you have to do right now is simply text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. But if you'd like to speak to a live human being, you can also call that number, 844-832-7469.
So glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chanderwilly with Texas Financial Advisory. Again, there's offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And you can find out more, as Brooklyn said, on our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We're talking about those building blocks that you need to have for that rock-solid retirement. Income is where we start. We're going to talk about investment strategies. We're going to talk about health care and taxes as well today. But when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the areas where most of us make the wrong decision, and it has to do with income. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chanderwilly. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations. Check. Getting ready to hear, "Are we there yet?" hundreds of times. Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chanderwilly and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chanderwilly. Brooklyn started the company back in January of 2008. Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. Today we're talking about building blocks for that rock-solid retirement. Because the big questions are, hey, Brooklyn, can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last as long as I do? Am I going to be okay? Are we going to be okay? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens? Those are really the big questions. And to get to that position where you know the answers to those questions, there's no guarantees ever, obviously, in our life. We don't know what's going to happen today, let alone what's going to go on tomorrow. Things happen. We get thrown curveballs all the time, but you need a plan in place. That's the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap that you build together along with Brooklyn. So we're talking about these building blocks for a solid retirement. So that's income. Got to replace the paychecks that are no longer coming in. Investment strategies, do they change from your working years to your retirement years? And I would imagine they probably gradually change. You probably don't do it all of a sudden, go, I think I'm going to change everything that I'm doing. Probably not. We're going to talk about healthcare. We're going to talk about taxes as well. But Brooklyn, we were talking during the break about a new article came out on Fox Business, and it's talking about Social Security, and there is a mistake that's costing retirees trillions. And you and I discussed this, so I want to get your take on this live on the program. And this study comes from United Income, a money management company, and they found that only 4% of retirees claim their Social Security benefits at the financially optimal time. Do you find that people kind of struggle? Because when you look at Social Security, Brooklyn, I'm imagining you're looking at the rest of the retirement plan, not solely a Social Security question.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I think that when I saw that article, like you said, over the weekend, and it caught my eye because I was like, trillions of dollars? That seems egregious. That seems like a lot of money. And because we all know that Social Security is almost broke, right? And that's a system that, say, for my generation, it possibly is going to be there, but in a very different form.
But for my generation, at 59, I feel good.
You're safe. You're safe. You're in the current system. And so let's say we're talking about you, Mark. And at 59, we know what your numbers are for Social Security, whether you draw at 62, 67, or 70. But the factor here is for your particular situation would be how much longer are you doing to work? Because if you wanted to work until 67, but you, even though you're eligible to draw Social Security at 62 and you were taking from it, you're going to be penalized because you're making too much money with your paycheck. Now, let's say you get to age 67 and you want to draw Social Security and still take your paycheck. That is allowable, but there's some tax consequences. And so we want to look at that. And then, of course, at age 70, that's the maximum amount of Social Security you could draw. You could still work if you wanted to, because I'm sure you really want to do this radio show with me when you're 70.
I would really hope to be doing it at 80. At 80.
Hey!
Yes.
I mean, that'll be quite
another
the
20
show.
Years or so, and then I'll call it good.
Let's pray for some mental clarity still at that age.
Exactly. The show would be very interesting, though.
Squirrel. But the point being, if you, let's say you did retire at age 64, right? Well, if we're looking at the sources of money that you could draw from income, Social Security is one of them. But if you didn't take from Social Security and you took from your own savings, your 401k or whatever it is that you've put away, that's money, that's your money, right? Social Security, there's no refund. If you were to pass away at say age 68, that your daughter would get whatever's left in Social Security. And whereas with your own savings, that's something that you can control and you could pass to your daughter. So again, it's all situational, and it's also about that break-even point. As much as we say leaving trillions of dollars on the table, there's always a break-even point, meaning that whether you drew at 62, 67, or 70, you get to the same point around 78, 79 that you've taken the same amount of income. So it's about what happened before you started drawing. Where else did money come from? Did you use your own supplies or did you draw from Social Security? So again, that as much as we know the media can be misleading, that word trillions of dollars left on the table, well, that's trillions of dollars that people were able to pass to their heirs by not touching it from their own savings, their own retirement accounts. So that's why it's really hard to say, yes, for sure, draw it at age 67 or age 64. It's very situational. It just depends on what's happening in your life and where do we fill the holes in order to get you the income that you have income for life.
Yeah, right? Because this article says about 57% of retirees would build more wealth if they waited until they were 70 to take their benefits. Well, we know that Social Security is going to, it's going to grow bigger and bigger to the age of 70. You know, so you're going to get 25% less if you take it at 62, which is called early eligibility. But they, this article, I do agree with this, though, that you should change that from early eligibility to the minimum benefit age, because you're going to get less. And then you wait till 70. That's the maximum benefit age, because it doesn't grow anymore after that. So I do like that part. But to say that we should wait till 70 because we'd have more money is not exactly true, because everybody's situation is different. So that's what I think is so unique about you and your company at Texas Financial Advisory, is there you can punch things into these computer programs and will help us figure out when and how to take Social Security for our situation, right?
And another, well, it's something else that just popped into my head for a client of ours that just signed on. He plans to work till he's 70, but unfortunately, he had some incidences earlier on in life that depleted savings. He drew from his retirement accounts. He worked for a company that didn't offer any sort of 401k. So again, his situation is different. He wants to continue to work, but we need to put some money away. So guess what? We started drawing Social Security. He's 67 years old. So we started drawing it, even though he has a paycheck, and we're putting that money month after month into a savings account and growing it so that he has some form of a nest egg upon retirement. So again, everything is situational. It's very hard to read these articles or to go onto Dr. Google and figure out, you know, put in your symptoms and figure out what's wrong with you. But working with us, we're looking at it from all different angles, and we're able to say, you know, I understand what the article is telling you, but for your personal situation, this is the best option for you. Ultimately, it's your decision. It's what you want to do. But I'd rather you use your money from Social Security than, you know, letting it go to waste, if you will, if you were to pass away. You can't take it with you. So again, everything is very situational, but we have put together a guide about Social Security. So if you'd like to text the word security to 844-832-7469, that's 844-TFA-SHOW, that will help you know the what, the when, the how, the who of the Social Security decision-making process. But again, work with an advisor, whether it's us here at Texas Financial Advisory or another advisor that understands the ins and outs of Social Security to help you make those decisions. Know that when you go to the Social Security office, which I've done numerous times with clients, they are there to process what you've requested. They are not there to give you financial advice. They're not there to tell you, hey, if you wait 3 more months, this is what it'll be. They're just simply there to process your information and get you signed up and make sure the money comes to you at whatever point in time. So you need to work with an advisor that's looking at all different things, not just trying to sell you a mutual fund or an insurance product, but someone that's really focused on putting together the plan that'll get you where you're wanting to go and keep you there so that you're not worried about going back to work at age 80, right? So the number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you'd like to take an opportunity to sit down and discuss your current situation, we've set aside time on my calendar that, again, there's no cost or no obligation to have that time with myself or one of my advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. You can also visit our website. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com. And you'll see a button there that says start here. And from there, you can just set aside whatever time works for your schedule. Right there on the website. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com.
So if you'd like that Social Security Decisions Guide, just text the word security to 844-832-7469. I'm Mark Elliott, Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. We're talking about the building blocks for that rock-solid retirement that we all hope to have. And let's finish with this segment with this. We'll come back. We'll talk about investment strategies and health and taxes as part of the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, Brooklyn. But somebody like me, for example, I would go, well, you know, am I ready for retirement? Well, I've got some tools, right? I've got a 401k, I've got IRAs, I've got life insurance, you know, I might have some real estate, I might have an annuity, have stock paying dividends. There's a lot of ways to create some income, but I've just got the tools. Now, if I'm going to sit down with you and we're going to talk about retirement, we're probably going to, you're going to want to know what tools I have, but you really want to know, what are my dreams for retirement? What is my perfect day look like in retirement? How do we get to those goals? Then you come up with the strategies, and then we pick the tools. But most of us do it tools first, and then we figure out the rest later.
Well, the key here, Mark, is lifestyle, and that's what we help our clients continue to have upon retirement. People don't stop eating out just because they stop having a paycheck. So what's your lifestyle look like? What do you desire to do? What's your bucket list? And we've said it time and time again on the show that most people spend more money initially out of the gate of retirement because they've got time, they've got the freedom, their health is good. And so they're knocking off those bucket lists. So it takes money to do those things. So those go-go years can be a little bit more expensive than the slow-go and the no-go years. But again, having a plan in place gives you the confidence to spend that money, that you're not worried about that you're going to run out of money. We're creating this cash flow machine that month after month, you will have a deposit going in that you don't have to worry about where's your income coming from and that you have maybe income. You have a guaranteed income stream. So if you'd like to see how that would look for you, give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Now, if you're one of those go-getters and you just want a jump start and you don't want to wait till Monday to hear from us, you can simply text the word checklist to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And that'll give you a good guide of what's needed in order to get you ready for that retirement planning process. Again, the number here is 844-832-7469. You can call it or you can text it. It works both ways. It's 844-TFA-SHOW, but you can also visit the website. It has a lot of great information on it. You can sign up for live events that we're having. You can sign up to be on our mailing list, and that is texasfinancialadvisory.com. And if you just don't know your schedule and you're listening to the show and you're like, oh, you know, when I get to work tomorrow, I'm going to look at my calendar, you can go to our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com and schedule your appointment from there.
Pretty easy. A lot of opportunities, a lot of options for you. And again, if you'd like the checklist on your retirement income planning, it's a great way to get a little bit more information. Just text the word checklist to 844-832-7469. So when we come back, we're going to talk about, should our investment strategies change the closer we get to retirement and in retirement? I don't know. We're going to find out right after this. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas, check. Hotel reservations, check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet, hundreds of times, check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chandler Willie and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting checklist to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text checklist 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler Willie. And of course, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. You can find out more about Brooklyn and the team just by going to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. They put on events throughout the area. You can find out when and where. Typically, there's no cost to attend, but seating is limited in most instances, so you do have to sign up. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. So today we're talking about building blocks for rock solid retirement. We started with income, and that's certainly where it starts. You've got to replace the paychecks that are no longer coming in. So where's your income going to come from? Social Security is one of those, why we talked about that, obviously. But there's a lot of options, ways to create income, for sure. So the next part of this is investing, our strategy for investing for retirement. So, Brooklyn, I mean, if you're sitting down with somebody that's in their 30s and 40s, I would imagine there is one, I mean, we have time on our side. We can be a little bit more you know, at risk probably. We can be more heavily invested in Wall Street. Do we adjust that amount of risk as we move closer and closer and into retirement?
Yeah, and a video I have on my website that's really, I think, great way to understanding how risk plays into income planning. And you can go to our YouTube website or just straight to our website. It's under the media option. But it explains sequence of risk. And it shows you how putting your money in the S&P 500, when you're just letting it sit and grow, the sequence of return, it doesn't make a huge difference in the balance. But as you start taking money from the account, let's say you need to take $30,000 a year and it's up against the market. So every time you take a draw and the market's down, you're locking in a loss. Of course, if the market's up, no big deal. You've only taken out interest. So again, it shows you how taking a huge amount of risk could end up leaving less money and having less income versus not taking as much risk. I show you how we compare that to a portfolio that is averaging, say, a 4% return. And in the long run, over time, that client that only made an average of a 4% return had more money at the end of that 20 years. So again, I know it's kind of hard to rationalize because most people think, well, I want a big run on the market. We're in this bull market. I want to take advantage of that. But the point being is that the market is cyclical. And so having that much exposure, is it truly necessary? Because maybe it only hit that high point once in a 10-year point, but in the rest of the time it was down. It's probably better to earn a little bit less year after year consistently than it is to be all over the place, especially when you need it for income. So I think that this, just having this conversation right now, it's hard to explain it. It's one of those times that we really need to have visual aids, if you will. And so when we sit down and show that to a client and show them, we stress test it, we say, okay, look, we're going to take these investments that you're in that you think were the best things since sliced bread. And maybe they were while you were saving, but we're now going to expose that to different situations so that you know how they would weather the storm. And maybe it'd be okay. Let's use a scenario of another mortgage crisis or the Feds raise the interest rates. I mean, there's things that we can do that we know would affect your savings if they were exposed to the market. Now, something I find people doing because they have kind of analysis paralysis, and that's a very real thing in life to just have feel like you don't know exactly what decision to make. So by default, you make no decision at all, which really ultimately is still a decision. And they just keep their money in cash. And I'll meet with people and they just say, well, don't know what I'm going to do. And the money's sitting in cash. And then say a year later, they get an email from us or we just check in on them. Hey, anything changed? Ready to move forward? And they're still in cash. And then a year later, they're still in cash. And so now they've just sat out on the sidelines all these years and not made any money. That's not a good decision either, right? So I think that our role as advisors for our clients is to give them the confidence to ultimately make the right decision for their family. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's just a bad fit. And my goal and what I try and do with each and every client is to figure out where is their comfort level, where is their zone, so that we can create the right plan for them that they would have the confidence to go out and do. I mean, their job is to just have the best life possible. Our job is to give them the income that they can get from their investments to go live the best life possible. So ultimately, it comes down to the plan, and that's what we're offering here on the show today. If you'd like to see what a plan would look like, you can text the word visit or call us at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And of course, our website's a great source of information. And we do have live events in and around San Antonio if you'd like to attend one of those. And that website is texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started the company in January of 2008. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. So, Brooklyn, I would imagine that because of today's retirement world, we're not like our grandparents where we have pensions. Now, there are still pensions out there for sure. So congratulations if you still have a pension. Most workers do not have a pension. So they're in the 401k world, which leads me to think just because of that, we are in a world of more risk than what our grandparents would have been. So how do we handle that part? How do we figure out how much risk? You know, because I could say, well, I'm a moderate, or, you know, I really don't want much risk at all, or I'm good with risk, whatever. I mean, everybody's viewpoint on those terms that financial advisors like to throw out is different, because you could have two couples that say, oh, we're moderate, and they're worlds apart. So how do you figure out what your client or clients, the family, if that's a situation, how do you figure out where their risk comfort level is?
So what we do with our clients, our prospective clients, is we put them through a series of, I guess, what ifs, right? And to determine a number for us all to be on the same page about. And that number ranges from a 1 to 100. 1 is safe, no risk to principal. If you had $1 million, you always have $1 million, but maybe no growth, right? And then 100 would be something like Enron, where it could be here today, but gone tomorrow. And there are still investments out there like an Enron, and people hold them and they don't even know that they have that much exposure, that much risk. And so.
So that's why I went Bitcoin, because there's no risk at all.
Mark, stop. Yeah. So Bitcoin would fall in the 100 range right there. And so we come down to a consensus of a number to say, okay, in the next 6 months, you know, we have a 95% probability that your investment vehicle could make as much as 7% or lose as much as 3%. How does that make you feel? Oh, that's fine. I could live through that. Okay, well, what if you increase the upside but also increase the downside? So maybe it could make 10 but lose 5. Yeah, that feels good. And then we just kind of go from there so that we really know what, again, this is realistic. 6 months from now, once we decide upon that number and you open your statement, that's a possibility, the upside or the downside. Now, again, we can really only do that once we've decided how much you need for income, because it doesn't really matter if your account's made 10% or lost 5%. If we don't have enough money to give you month after month to replace your paycheck, then there's really no point to talk about the investments and the growth, right? So it's a one step at a time: income, then investments. If you were someone like our grandparents that had a great pension, and then you had Social Security, and that covered everything that you need, okay, income's taken care of. Moving on to investments. And then from there, we decide tax planning, so on and so forth. So I think, though, that with our clients, our approach, it's very logical. And again, as a fiduciary, we represent you. We don't represent a mutual fund company or an insurance company. And then the nice thing about our firm here at Texas Financial Advisory is I'm the owner. There's no board of directors or some sort of pressure to sell a certain product, or, you know, that we're owned by a certain, you know, S&P 500 firm or something like that. We work for our clients. Our clients are our boss. And so they're the ones that are dictating what we can do and how we can do it. And then again, the key there is transparency. They know exactly what they're paying for the investment vehicles. It's not like, well, I think I'm paying 1%. No, you know exactly what you're paying, and in order to equate the value for the service that you're receiving. So if you'd like to just see what that looks like, and maybe you already have it, maybe you don't. You don't know till you get a second opinion. And that's what we're offering at no cost, no obligation here at Texas Financial Advisory. If you give us a call at 844-832-7469, that's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you can't make a call right now, we have two other options. You can simply text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. 844-TFA-SHOW. Or you can visit the website at texasfinancialadvisory.com, and go from there. You can set your own appointment online, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
So Brooklyn also has a white paper on the Wall Street market. So it's called Understanding Market Corrections. All you have to do is text the word market to 844-832-7469 to find out more, because there are a lot of terms thrown around, right? We're in a bull market right now. We have been since March of 09. The bull is good. The bear market would be 2000 to 2002. 07 to early 09 with the banking and housing financial crisis, the dot-com bubble bursting back in the early 2000s. So people aren't, they use terms. All right, we just had a market correction. Well, that's 10 to 19% downturn on Wall Street. A pullback is just 5 to 9%. Pullbacks happen an awful lot. So pullbacks 5 to 9, corrections 10 to 19%. And then the bear market is when the market goes down 20% or more. So last fourth quarter, we had a correction because the most it went down was 19%. So we didn't get to the crash. We were in the correction. So if you would like that more information about understanding these market corrections, just text the word market to 844-832-7469. 844-832-7469. Our final segment is straight ahead. We've got a couple other key areas for those solid building blocks that you need for that successful retirement. We're headed to the tax world. We're headed to the healthcare world. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations. Check. Getting ready to hear "Are We There Yet?" hundreds of times. Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chandler-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, here with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chandler-Willey of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And as we've said throughout the show, you can always go to the website. Great information on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. We're talking about those building blocks that we need for that rock-solid retirement. So if you think of building a house, you've got a blueprint, right? Don't want to forget air conditioning, that would be bad in the summer in San Antonio. So you've got to have a blueprint, right? You got to know where you're going to go. Where's this going? Where's that going? Where's the bedroom? Where's the living room? Where's the porch? Whatever it is. All of that is the blueprint. That is the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap that Brooklyn helps you create for your situation about your retirement. So that's certainly an option we have today, to sit down with Brooklyn to get your own TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, 844-832-7469. But the building blocks, we're talking income. We're talking investment strategies that maybe you adjust your strategies from your 30s and 40s to your 50s and 60s and so on. And then we're going to talk about healthcare and taxes in this final segment, because these are key areas. And Brooklyn, let's start with healthcare, because to me, and as you well know, my daughter had a terrible wreck as a senior in high school last December, paralyzed from the waist down. I mean, you talk about a curveball. That is a fastball upside the head that she's now dealing with a new normal. But things happen. Healthcare is one of those areas that, boy, if you don't have a plan for this, it can wipe out everything you've got.
Right. And again, healthcare, we take advantage. I mean, I take advantage every day of my life, of my kids being healthy and you know, myself being healthy. But if we're not, and the family doesn't know how to work together in order to cover the costs, expenses, I think that most people equate with healthcare physical health care, and there's also mental health care that is not covered by a lot of insurance companies, and so that can be very expensive. It's been so interesting to sit here in the industry that I'm in and see what's happened to health care. And I'm not trying to get on some sort of political soapbox or anything like that. I always say I don't care who's the president, and you know what, whether we have a Democrat or a Republican in office, or you know, in charge of Congress, whatever the situation is, we will help our clients put together a plan to weather those storms. But if we don't have a plan for healthcare, that can be very, very just devastating to your retirement plan. The increase of healthcare, the cost of living increase, or the inflationary increase that's going up month after month, year after year, is at about 5%. So let's say to go into a nursing home today would run, I don't know, $6,000 here in San Antonio. Fast forward 5 years from now, that's $12,000 a month. So how are you going to pay for it, right? And so you have a few options, and one that's to self-insure, pay for it out of your investments. Two, that's to buy some sort of long-term care insurance or home health care insurance. And then three, it's a hybrid of vehicles. And what's interesting is that whenever I have that conversation with people about their healthcare needs and what do we need to, you know, pay for or not pay for, they don't realize that really you're making that decision for your caregiver. Because if you, let's say you have cancer and you need to go, you know, we've had several clients have had prostate cancer and you have to go every single day for like 90 days for a treatment, you don't feel really good. You don't feel like you just want to hop up and go get the groceries or mow the yard. And so now we need to hire someone because your caregiver, they're not only working their normal job or taking care of their normal duties, they're also caring for you, getting you to the treatment and back home from the treatment, making sure you're feeling good. But now they're taking on your mowing the yard, getting the groceries, whatever it is that you used to do as part of the household. So again, I don't care how we pay for it, but we got to have a plan, right? And whether that's covered traditionally under insurance or in a non-traditional fashion so that you can just have money to pay for those bills. The key there is that we have a plan before we get there, that we're not scrambling because no one ever brought that up to you. So again, I may bring it up and it may seem like it's not that pressing, but ultimately it is pressing, and that's part of your full TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Even if we have kind of like a game plan and it's not put into play for another 10 years, at least we know what we're going to do, right? It's kind of like one of those disasters. Like, think about it when you're in elementary school and you'd have the fire drills. And
I remember back when I was in grade school, we had, oh, what if there is a nuclear war? Get under your desk. For heaven's sake, get under your desk at school. You'll be okay.
Because a desk would save you from a nuclear missile.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, disaster plan is something that we put into your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. We may not call it a disaster plan, but it is the healthcare aspect of it. And it's not just physical health, it's mental health. It's the one-offs, say, like I mentioned, prostate cancer. Cancer has been a big one that we've dealt with clients. We've been through breast cancer, prostate cancer, you know, lymphatic cancer. We've sadly seen it all. And the good news is that technology and medicine is advancing. And so there are cures for these things. They're not necessarily terminal, but we still got to pay for it. You don't want to get out and go through it and then now have depleted all your resources and have to go get a job because you don't have any more money, right? So again, this is part of our plan. And we touch on it with every single client because we need to know, what are we going to do? Right? We got to have a plan in play. So if you'd like more information on that, or you want to walk through what that looks like for you, what is Medicare, Medicare supplements, long-term care, home health care, give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Or you can text the word visit to 844-832-7469.
This final building block, so we've touched on income, investment, healthcare. And certainly healthcare is one of those areas that more people have to file for bankruptcy because of a big health traumatic event. So we need a plan for that. And part of Texas Financial Advisory, how you've created your company since January of 2008, it has evolved. You now have tax preparation, but you have tax strategy. So the CPA and the tax prep's looking backwards a year. Tax strategy, though, is looking forward. Well, there's a lot of things going on in this political world we're dealing with right now. The Trump tax law, January 1 of 2018, in theory is through 2025. But if he is not in office, there's a great chance that our taxes may go back up. We need to have a plan for this. How important is taxes as a building block for that rock solid retirement?
So a huge part of our firm is not just tax preparation, but tax planning. There are two different things. Now, we've always done tax planning and worked in conjunction with tax firms in order to do the tax preparation. Now, fast forward to today, we have our own tax preparation arm within Texas Financial Advisory as we've grown. But tax planning is something we do with every single one of our clients because, let's think about this, you don't have a pension because your company you work for, they can't support pensions anymore. But you do have that 401k plan, and maybe you had a deferred comp plan or a defined benefit plan or defined contribution plan, or you're in the TSP program, right? The point being is that all this money has been stashed under an umbrella, and everyone told you, put as much away as you possibly can. Don't pay taxes now, pay them later, because you're going to be in a lower tax bracket upon retirement. Again, that is the myth that's out there. And so here people are walking away, you know, 65, 66, 67, and they've saved $1 million, $2 million, whatever it is, $500,000. But that's not really what that account's worth, because every dollar needs to have a tax taken out of it. So you're somewhat in debt, right? The government would like their piece of that pie. They need their taxes out of it. So they take it from you while you're alive. Sadly, if you pass away and you don't have a plan for the tax, how it's going to get paid, the government actually gets more than they would if you had had a plan or just paid it while you were alive. And so once we talk through income, then we look at investments. We start looking at making your investments tax efficient. And we start being proactive, whether it means making Roth conversions or advising you that the next 5 years of work, instead of putting into your 401k, you're going to put into the Roth 401k because you need some tax-free income. So again, this is different for everybody, but the trend is that you've been told to save, save, save. Great. But where'd you save? You saved in the 401k, you saved in the thrift savings plan, you saved in the 403b, and you've not paid the tax on it. So you're walking away with this big tax time bomb that nobody has told you how to defuse. They haven't given you the instruction manual on what to do, how to take from those accounts in the most tax efficient manner. And that's part of our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap that we do with our clients. So something that might help you, just again, this won't give you the solution for yourself, but it would get you educated to have that conversation with myself or one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. We have a report or a white page that you can request by just simply texting the word tax. I know that makes you kind of shudder to text the word tax, but tax, that's T-A-X, to 844-832-7469. That's 844 TFA show. But as we mentioned earlier in the show, we've set aside time on my calendar. We've blocked it off for opportunities to have one-on-one conversations, to have you come into my office here in San Antonio or New Braunfels, whatever is the most convenient for you, to discuss your current situation. We can make a lot of traction in that 30 minutes or an hour of time. So if you'd like that opportunity, know that there is no cost. There's no obligation to work with us. It's simply the beginning of getting a second opinion on your current situation and getting that guidance. The value that you'll walk away from that is, really astronomical. So I encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity by texting the word visit or giving us a call to 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW. I know I've mentioned it several times, but if you didn't hear it earlier in the show, our website is texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information on there. It's always changing. You can sign up for our newsletter or sign up for live events in and around the San Antonio area. And you can also set your appointment through our website. There's a button there that says Start Here, and it'll walk you through how to set a time to talk to myself or one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. Again, that website is texasfinancialadvisory.com, or our phone number is 844-832-7469.